Hello. It's me, your cruise queen, your Florida gal, your twisted sister, Allie Makovsky, back with another smashing hit episode of Resting Bitch. This is my podcast where I talk about my life and other people's lives that I'm fascinated by. And that's about it. People go, oh, Resting Bitch, that's an interesting title. What is it about? None of your business. Why don't you give it a listen and find out for yourself? I hate the way that this episode has started already. Not a good start. Should I start over or should I power through? I'm going to power through. It's only 10, 12, 20 seconds in. Whatever. Let the good times roll, baby. It is early in the morning. I have the post-cruise blues. That is a thing that I don't know if I made up, but I definitely haven't heard anyone else say it. And yeah, I was just gone for like almost 2 weeks. Just doing comedy pretty much every night. Partying. Having a blast. And now I'm back to reality where everything now feels boring. It's so messed up. I was having so much fun. And then it's like I'm back to my normal life, which is also pretty cool and fun and exciting. And it just, you know, nothing compares to a rave cruise. You have to really, I hate the word rave because it's so close to the other R word that's not good. It's two completely different things with just one letter away from a big, you know, yikes. I was on a rave cruise. A lot of ecstasy, a lot of Molly, a lot of cocaine. People are doing ketamine. I was completely sober the whole time, 5 days. No booze, no drugs, 100% EDM. That was my drug. Bass drops. Bass drops to the veins, to the dome. It was insane. Like, okay. So if you guys have been listening to every single episode of this podcast, you know that your girl was reluctant AF to be going on this cruise. Because it's like, here's the thing. I feel like rave, not even just like rave, but like techno or like EDM or dubstep, really? Dubstep, like Skrillex popped off when I was in high school. Popped off. 2010, 2011, Skrillex, come on. That was the biggest, like, everyone started going to EDC hard. San Bernardino is the hub of EDM performances. It makes sense. I mean, San Bernardino is just like, there's really not much. It makes sense, you know, like if you're gonna do EDM somewhere, bring it to where it needs it the most. A valley, an inland empire. I think I'm talking very slow because I think that I might be wrong. I don't really know much about San Bernardino. I just know that there is a lot of EDM there. And I was going to try and talk shit on it. But honestly, at this point in my life, after this rave cruise, wherever EDM is, I'll follow. It has changed my life. And I remember in high school when it was like huge. Like I remember everyone in high school, not only did they decide to all be t-shirt fashion designers. I don't know if this was just my high school or high schools around the country. Everyone like decided to start a fashion line, but not like fashion, like just t-shirts. They're like, they have their t-shirt company. And then everyone at school would like wear their t-shirts and it was always like ugly. And there's this one guy, Austin. I had a crush on this guy, Austin, ever since I had to go to summer school, and he was in summer school, and he was like a bad boy, and he lived in the same townhomes as me. Oh my god, I loved him. And then he started this t-shirt company that was like, It was like so, like it was just so, it was just, everyone just made a name. They were like, this is the name. And then all of their shirts just had the name of their brand on it. Where are they now? I don't know. Driving ginormous Ford pickup trucks and vaping. And not Juul vaping, like big rig vaping. Anyway. So this guy, Austin, lived in the same townhomes as me, and he threw a party that was like, you can only get in if you're wearing my t-shirt. So crazy. There were like at least 12 people at my high school who made their own t-shirt company. And to think I bought into it. I followed the hype. I had all the t-shirts. Anyway, these people were also the people who went to raves. And that just wasn't my thing. Like, I would go to people's house parties and everyone was like a DJ at this point in their high school careers. They all decided they were going to be dubstep DJs. I don't even know if that's what you would call them. I'm so new to this whole world. But we would like, man, high school was crazy. Because, like, I feel like in high school you think you're an adult, so you're like doing adult, or at least I did. I was like doing adult shit. And now I look back and I'm like, I was a child. I was doing cocaine in a treehouse at 17, listening to my friend Levi try and make the next dubstep smash. It was going nowhere. And Levi's stepbrother's uncle is Guy Fieri. Say that again. Dubstep Levi's stepbrother's uncle is Guy Fieri. And you might be thinking, why are you saying Fieri, Fieri? That's how he pronounces it, and I respect the king. So that was my big high school experience. It was weird. High school was so weird. I used to go to like those underage clubs, like the 18 and over ones. You'd sneak in. And I remember the first time I went, I was like a prude, but I hung out with like all the, like, not even cool kids, just like kind of like, I think, here's what I think. People are like, Allie, you're so chill. Allie, you're so cool. Allie, you don't give a fuck. And I'm like, I'm realizing, like, I was always like a prude. Like, I was like a little, like, I was fearless, but I was also like not the type of person who would do coke in a treehouse listening to Levi create a dubstep song. Would you call it a song? No, I don't know. Like, that wasn't who I was, but I was drawn to the people who were doing that. So I just like became that. And I had this friend, Emily, in middle school and high school. And I thought she was like so cool. And she, like, when she texted me, there would be no capital letters. And I was very much like, everything needs to be capitalized and punctuated. Yes. And but because she did hers, I was like she was Borat and I was Borat's neighbor. You know, in Borat, how the neighbor's like, Borat's like, I buy iPod, he buy iPod. I buy iPod mini, he buy iPod mini. You know, I'm like, I'm who I am because of Emily. So if you're a fan of mine, thank Emily for that, because now I never use capital letters in texts or emails, even business emails. Like, I just I didn't know who I was, and I don't know if that's just me or if that's kind of how everyone forms who they are, is by the people around them. But I was just like drawn to her and her attitude, and as a result, I'm a mixture of my old prude self, but also this like rebellious, cool, angsty girl. We don't really talk anymore, so I'm still like Emily, you know, Emily 2.0, and she's Emily 5.0. But I haven't talked to her in so long. I need a software update. I'm slipping. But yeah, so everyone was like very much into the rave scene in high school, and I just wasn't into it. There was this girl, Brooke. She had nice big boobs and like long blonde hair. And she just like fit into that scene well. And I just couldn't picture myself being there. And we would go to, like, these underage clubs. And I just, like, I was like, this is weird. Like, I just didn't feel like I belonged. But I, like, really tried. And everyone was on ecstasy. And my mom called me. She was like, where are you? And I was like, I'm at my friend's house. And I was, like, in line trying to sneak into this club. That's where everyone lost their virginity. To, like, some EDM DJs at this underage club. It was nasty. It was a nasty vibe. And it was, like, all these 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds on Molly just being like, oh, my God, I love you so much. Like, doing light shows. It was wild. But I went, you know, I tried. I tried to be a part of that. And so that was, like, that's just, like, my vision of that scene. Is just, like, these high schoolers doing drugs, losing their virginity, sneaking in. And I'm, like, I'm very much like a rule follower for the most part. Like, people think that I'm not, but I am. I hate when people are like disobeying rules. I mean, you know, sometimes I cross the line. I get wild, but I'm very much like I stay in the pocket of what's right. And so anyway, when I got booked to do this cruise, this is I don't know why I went on that whole tangent. Anyway, so when I found out about this rave cruise, I was like, oh my God, it's going to be like, I was just thinking of all of these things, why it's going to be like the worst time. And I'm like, I have to bring a friend so that way I don't lose my mind. Who's going to be there? Who's going to go to a comedy on a rave cruise? So I brought my friend Danny, and he was, like, the perfect person to bring, whether it was a good experience or a bad experience. Like, he would just be, like, a neutral, fun person. And so we flew into Miami, and there were a lot of people on the plane who were going on the cruise, and you could tell because they were all wearing, like, funky leggings and, like, they had, like, furry backpacks, and they were shuffling. Do you know that dance? Shuffling? Yeah. They were, like, I remember when I opened my set on the cruise, I said, how excited would you guys be if LMFAO was here? And I thought everyone was going to be, like, ha, 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 boo. And they were, like, yeah! And then I was, like, oh, they're not going to be here. Sorry. Anyway, so we get to Miami. We have breakfast at this cute place called All Day, in all capital letters. It's an anti-Ali establishment, all capital letters. Wow, what a shock. It was so good. So if you're in Miami, I would recommend that spot for breakfast. It was so yummy. So we ate there. Then we went to the port. And this one dude, we ordered an Uber, and this guy pulled up, and he was like, I'm not driving to the port. You're going to have to cancel. And I'm like, no, you fucking cancel. I'm not canceling. You cancel. You're the one who doesn't want to drive us there. So we canceled. We got another person. We go to the port, the terminal, and in like the holding area where you're just like waiting to board the ship, it was all these people and everyone's like already fucked up. It's like 10 in the morning. I'm like, this is going to be a nightmare. Everyone has like similar hair to me, but like blue and green. And I'm like, oh my God. I don't know whatever. It was just a lot to handle at 10 in the morning in Miami at a cruise terminal. So I'm just like, I don't know what to expect. And then we board. I put all my stuff away. I get into my room. I chill for a little bit. And then it all starts. I don't even know how it starts. It's all a blur. But it's just like, bam, 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 bam. And I'm like, oh shit, it's about to go down. And it does. It all goes down. It was a 24-hour party. It was the most fun, honestly, the most fun I've ever had in my entire life. 5 days of everyone just like, everyone's your friend. This is why I liked it so much better than like a normal music festival, because at a normal music festival, well, on a cruise, there's what, like 4,000 people tops, I think, on this specific cruise, there's like 4,000 people. At a music festival, there could be so many because you just have open land and you go home at the end of the day and then you come back the second day. The artists are in the artist area. The people who go to the festival are in this area. And then there's VIP and then there's like that group. And then there's like a Budweiser section, you know? So everything's kind of like separated at a traditional music festival. At this, you're on a cruise. There's nowhere to hide. You're all together. And it was so fun because you just get to like walk around. I mean, I didn't know when I first got on who any of the DJs were. So I wasn't like, oh, it's that person. But I could imagine if you're someone who's very into that and you're just walking around the cruise ship trying to get to the buffet for that carb load up and you see Destructo, you're going to be like, oh my God, this is amazing. And that energy, just like, man, it was so fun. Like, I don't even know what else to say. I don't know how much I want to share. This is what's scary about having a podcast, is I want to be very open about things, but then I also don't know who listens to this, because I want to talk about a little hookup on the cruise, but I'm also like, what if they're listening? I only made out with some people. What happens on the cruise definitely doesn't stay on the cruise. You cannot leave anything on that boat. I did leave behind my rave gear because I was like, when am I going to wear this again? I bought it specifically for this cruise. And buying stuff for raves is great because you're practically buying mesh, which is very inexpensive. You're just buying see-through items in neon colors. And so I just left it on the cruise ship. So I hope whichever crew member cleaned that up is going to a rave soon, because I left some hot pieces on that boat. But I made out with a man who is much older than me. That was exciting. And I also made out with a guy who has dreads. And is white. I think I have to add that part to it as well. He is white with dreads. So, you know, you learn. You learn. We were vibing, though, okay? We were vibing. And you can, when you're on a cruise, you can look past the dreads. It almost feels inappropriate not to have dreads on a cruise. That's how I'm talking myself down from this. It was a roller coaster of emotions. The cruise was so fun, though. But you're just eating like shit. But then also, I don't know, you're just dancing so much. I was partying it up. Here's my big takeaway of DJs that I'm very into now. DJs that I like love now. I hope that they bring me back next year. I hope they bring me back next year. I had so much fun. There's a group of guys called Boogie Trio, and they're the most fun people I've ever hung out with. They're from New Orleans. They're just like good dudes. They're great musicians. Boogie T is the main guy. He does like dubstep stuff on his own. And he's just like, I just like love them. Like, I would get so excited when I saw them on the ship. I would just like good dudes, good energy, good hang. Everyone on that boat, good energy. And then Nina Las Vegas, Australian DJ, she's sick. DJ Madam X, she's from the UK. She's fire. Such cool style too. Rory Phillips, also from the UK. Sick. Big fan of like pop music, all things pop. So, you know, I love that. Boys Noize, he produces music for Lady Gaga. So I was like just in awe of being around someone who probably has Lady Gaga's phone number. And Bob Moses. Wow. It's two dudes. Neither of their names have Bob or Moses in it. But they were so sick. And they're like kind of more like chill, like ambient house. I don't even know how to describe this music, but they were so good. Who else? I don't know. There was so much. It changed my life. Honestly, it changed my life. And now I'm just like, everything. I really have had like a come down. That's why, like, I couldn't even imagine, like, having been on drugs for that trip, like, Molly or anything, or even drinking, because I would have felt even worse now. I've just been, like, I don't know, also probably the new year, I've just been feeling kind of down, sad, like dissociated almost, disassociated, dissociative. Yeah, maybe it's also because I have completely new hair and I don't really recognize myself. But, like, I don't know. It's fucked up. I was just talking to my friend last night and he checked himself into a mental facility for, like, 7 days on New Year's Day, which, what a great way to start the new year. 7 days, no phone, group therapy. Honestly, I was like, that's sick. And he was just like, it's just a weird time. I feel like this is, like, the holidays are really hard on people, but then also, like, getting through the holidays and now being like, okay, what am I doing this year? What have I accomplished last year? It's a very reflective time. I get very existential. Things are, like, and I think it's also because, like, things are very exciting this year, and so I have a hard time, like, managing my expectations and just allowing things to be cool in like a normal way, but I like things being like the biggest, or like it's very extreme for me. So when things are like cool, I'm like, that's the best, that's awesome. And then when I'm not doing those things, I'm like, this is the worst. That's why I like the cruise. It was so much fun, and Florida was so much fun, and now I'm like doing normal shit and I'm like, this sucks, my life is terrible. Why isn't there EDM playing at all times? It's just, I need to, like, someone said once, they're like, life shouldn't be like a roller coaster, it should be like lasagna. Because roller coasters, it's such big ups and downs and twists and turns, and lasagna, it's just very small ups and downs. Like, the cool stuff should just be, like, moderately cool. The bummer stuff should just be, like, moderately a bummer. I shouldn't be, like, so extreme about either. And yeah, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I had to, and I think this is important because it's very easy for me to like isolate and be like, I just want to feel sad. I just want to be alone. And I just want to like overthink about everything and just be looking at everyone's Instagram stories thinking like, why not me? I want to do stuff. They're having fun. Why aren't I always having fun? Look at all the shows they're doing. Like, it's just so crazy the way that my brain works. And I think a lot of people's brain works. Especially with social media. It can feel very, like, it can feel, I don't want to say competitive, but it feels very like, oh, they're doing that. Should I be doing that? Even if it's, like, something that I don't even do. It's like they're rock climbing. I'm like, I follow Alex Honnold, the climber who, the free solo guy, the guy who just climbs shit without a rope. Like, I'll be looking at his Instagram and I'm like, man, I really need to get out in nature and start climbing. And it's like, I'm not a climber. Why do I think I have to do everything? It's just very interesting. Social media. So anyway, I was feeling sad. I had the post-cruise blues. I was back home living my normal life, which is cool. I live a cool life. But I'm like, I could find a reason why it's not cool. I can talk myself in and out of anything. And I was booked on a show. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna go out. And I'm going to make an effort to like socialize with people, which can be hard, especially in LA. It's so easy to just like drive home after your set and be like, peace out, see you later. But I was like, I'm going to hang out. And it was a super fun backyard show. The whole audience, it was like a sea of white people at this comedy show in this backyard in a Highland Park. And so, and I was the first comic up, and I was like, this feels like a DSA convention, and literally no one laughed. And I was like, Bernie, Bernie, and no one laughed. And I was like, it was such a weird vibe. It was fun. People did eventually laugh, but I thought that it was definitely going to be like a very socialist crowd. Turned out not so much. This was a interesting group of whites that I could not predict. And they had a bonfire. I hate fucking fire pits. I hate fire pits. They're nice visually, but when you start smelling, and this is coming from someone who smokes cigarettes. I'm a complicated woman, okay? Bonfires, you just smell. They should have like a Juul version of a bonfire. Like a smokeless bonfire. Oh, they do. They have like, imagine everyone being at like a house party and then they're just all surrounded by one of those space heaters. That's sick. That's what I would have. I would just have a big space heater in the backyard. Fires are just, ugh, whatever. I'm over it. I'm over bonfires. It's too much smoke. Unless you have marshmallows, but party people never have marshmallows. Like, are they gluten-free? I'm on a marshmallows are canceled. What else did I do? I don't know. I just had so much fun on that cruise, honestly. Oh, Ty Dolla $ign was the big headliner of the cruise, and he ended up, like, canceling 4 days before. But everyone was having so much fun, like, no one even cared. It would have been sick if he was there. Because on day two, I was like, I asked one of the like main people who was working the cruise. I was like, so is Ty Dolla $ign on the ship? Or like, does he get flown in or something? And they were like, well, he actually canceled. And I was like, what are the rules if I jump overboard? How does that work? But it was fine. Everyone, like, honestly, I was looking forward so much to Ty Dolla $ign because that was like the only name I recognized on this lineup. But then once the party got cracking, I was like, fuck Ty Dolla $ign. Truly, he missed out on a great experience. And I took a twerk class. Yeah, I took a twerk shop. It was called the Twerk Shop. There's these two girls, Paige and Marina. They go by the Twerkaholics. They always twerk on stage with Destructo, who's the guy who puts on this whole thing. And they taught a twerk shop. There were like a bunch of things. There was like speed dating on the cruise. They did Twister. They did bingo. They did a pineapple scavenger hunt. Like, they did everything. It was so sick. Did you meet the white dreadlock guy? No, so when I was speed dating, I met a bunch of weirdos, like really weird. Like, so the older guy that I made out with, I was hoping, cause we kept running into each other, like since we like from the terminal, like he was also on my flight. And me and my friend Danny were like, oh, that guy's cool. Like, I bet he's going on the cruise. Like, maybe he's going on the cruise. Like, he looks kind of cool. And we ended up, like, continuing to run into him. And I was like, I hope he's at speed dating. And he was hoping that I was at speed dating. And I had to go through all these loser dum-dums. They only gave us like a minute to talk to these people. They would like give us a question, and then for a minute we'd like have to talk to each other about whatever the question was. And all these, like, it's just so interesting because I feel like in a minute it's easy to have a conversation with someone, and these dudes were like, well, I guess my favorite topping on a pizza would actually and I would just be like, okay, I am just waiting to get to this one person. But then, so I got to the older guy that I was into. We had a great talk, and then we ended up making out later on the trip. But there was a guy who was a fan of mine, who was a normal dude, cool guy. I think his name's Tyler. Shout out, Tyler. He also like DJs, but he goes by a different DJ name. He wasn't performing on the cruise. Maybe next year I'm going to put out the good vibes for him. That's what I'm about now. That's what the cruise has taught me. Good vibes. Plur. Peace, love, unity, respect. But me and Tyler, once I got to him, he was like a normal dude, cool guy. I saw that there were like five other guys after him that I was going to have to speed date. And I was like, let's just get out of here. I might have been sending him the wrong mixed messages. Maybe he thought I was more interested than I was, but I could not talk to any more people. We had a good combo. I saw him later on the trip. What was the question? Oh, no. So those are the people that I met speed dating. And then there's this one guy. Well, I don't want to get into that. There's this one guy who's like a little bit obsessed with me, but he was like a cool dude, but he was definitely like, even his friends literally came up to me and was like, my friend would do anything for you. And it is nice to know that about someone. But I have nothing that I want. So I can't even use that power for anything. There's really not, like on a cruise, you have everything you need. But they live in Arizona and I'm going to be out there and we're going to we're going to go out, me and his friends and him. But I'm definitely not, I don't know, like I'm not trying to hook up with a fan because I feel like they're just going to think that it's unreal. Like they're going to be disappointed. I'm saving them from disappointment. I'm trying to keep fans, not get rid of them. As soon as we hook up or something, it's like you got what you wanted. The magic's gone. You've seen through the iron curtain. That's what I call my vagina. And it's not going to be the same. The illusion of Allie is not, it's all gone. So I got to keep that mystery alive. So I'm not going to be hooking up with him. Maybe one of his girlfriends, because he was with two girls. Fine. I think one of their names is Rachel or something. So imagine that if I hooked up with one of his girlfriends and not him. Dude, I think that's like, that would be like the origin story for a murderer. I was watching the Aaron Hernandez documentary. It's so good. It's sad. Like, it's sad when you watch stuff like that because it's like, it's sad that you killed people. Like, that's always a bummer. I think. Who's with me? Killing people is a bummer. But also, it's sad to, like, be that, you know, look, I'm an empathetic person. I feel bad for all people. I feel bad for everyone who's not me. I feel bad for Aaron Hernandez. Imagine living this life. I mean, not only having your brain be so ruined and damaged. I'm friends with Sam Darnold and I always make fun of him. Which, after watching the Aaron Hernandez documentary, I'm like, I shouldn't make fun of you. He might actually come and kill me at some point. What if his brain's fucked? He said that his brain's not fucked. And I'm like, well, you're a professional football player. Like, there's some amount of fucked. Similar with comedy. Like, you have to be some amount of delusional or, like, fucked in some way to decide, oh, maybe there's a chance I could be good at this. That's a little bit crazy in the brain. I think same with football. To make it a career, like, there's a little bit of, like, you know, going on up there. Anyway, I just wanted to name drop Sam Darnold. He's a quarterback. He is a quarterback. They get hit, right? Not as often as receiver. Yeah, but you're still getting hit by, like, big-ass dudes. For sure, yeah. So, yeah, you're getting hit. So, bummer to get your head hit. Bummer to be closeted homosexual. That's so, and he, if he was out, more than his brain would have been damaged. You know what I mean? He was a good looking dude. He would have been doing well. That sucks, man. It sucks. He could have had holes in his brain and in his booty. Just gaps. This is fucked up. And the whole time I'm watching it, I'm thinking, didn't he kill himself? And then, spoiler alert, he did. And that's so sad. But such an interesting dude. Very complicated, very dark. He looks so much like Brendan Schaub, but different. They're different. I think, I don't know. Imagine if Aaron Hernandez started doing comedy. That would have been crazy. Before all the murders. Imagine if Brendan got into murdering. Imagine. Yeah. I feel like there's going to be, I don't know. What am I trying to say? I had a cappuccino. I got the oat milk from my local coffee shop. They got the oat milk that I love, and I have never felt more proud of myself. That was the coolest thing to ever happen. Like, MLK Day was just on Monday, and I went to my coffee shop. I saw that they had the oat milk that I told them to get, and I feel like we need to have an Ally Makovsky Day, because that is change at a grassroots level. Who supports me on that one? I have a dream that all milks are not created equal, and we shouldn't treat them as such. There are better oat milk brands than others. But there's this bitch who works at that coffee shop, and she loves... So they... Oh my god, I hate this bitch. Okay, so there's this bitch at the local coffee shop. And here's the thing, she doesn't wear a bra. And I'm all about supporting women. No bra, no problem. Do your thing, let your tits fly out. I support you. But when you're making me a latte, I don't want to see your nipples. It's 10 in the morning. Wear a light. I don't wear a traditional bra. I wear like a little sports bra type thing. I will flash you. I don't care. I'm not going to right now because I set it up. It has to be a surprise, or else it's like people start getting the lotion ready. It has to be a surprise flash. And I know you could just rewind and go back to it at your own time. But I'm into a more surprise, like, Impractical Joker style flashing. And I call this one Mari and this one Sal. Is that the guy's name? Sal and Mari? I don't know. Whatever. Marie? I don't know. Whatever. I only know Sal. I'm not showing you my tits. And that's why. Because it's early in the morning for me. And I'm doing my job. I'm at work right now. Okay? I clocked in. She always... It's like... And you know why I hate her? Because I want to be her. That's all it is. I have had a dream to be a sexy barista my whole life. I've always wanted to be the local barista at the cute little coffee shop that everyone knows. And I'm like, Joe, dark roast Joe, that's your name. Hey, light roast Tommy, you know? I want to be that girl. And I'm not. And that is, this local coffee shop, when they opened, I applied to work there. Didn't get the job. And this little bitch shows up. She also has a little bit of acne, and I have acne, and she makes it cute. And I'm like, it's like an, anyway, she's a bitch though. And I'm not a bitch. I am, but I'm not. I'm a loving bitch. She's just like a catty bitch. And there's a difference. There is a difference. She's a high school bully bitch. I don't fuck with that energy. Imagine if she listens to this. Whatever. Sometimes you need to be put in your place. I don't know her name. I'm not trying to learn it. Anyway, I got this oat milk that I like in the coffee shop. That was my big thing. I was like, I finally got it in. And in the meantime, while they ordered it, they still had like old different oat milk brands left. And I was like, oh my God, are they not getting my oat milk back? Was that just like to make me feel good for a week? Like, is this a toxic relationship? Are they gaslighting me with oat milk? And I asked her, I was like, oh my gosh, did they get rid of my oat milk? And she goes, yeah, it's just temporary. And I was like, what? And I saw the owner walk in. And I go, hey, is this other oat milk brand temporary? And he was like, no, it's not temporary. We're working on orders. That bitch was trying to ruin my day. Anyway, why did I bring that up? Oh, they have my regular oat milk back, so we're good. We good. We out here. We out here making change. What time are we at? Oh my gosh. Okay. So this has been just a crazy start to my new year. Low-key, am I going to check myself into a mental institution this year? Chances are high. It's a high stress year for me. But I don't know. I don't want to treat it like a vacation because that's not what it should be. But when else am I not going to be able to use my phone for a week and have group therapy? I was close. Honestly, 2 days ago, maybe 3 days ago, when I got back from that cruise, I was like, I'm going crazy. And it's the mental spot that Kanye went to. If I'm going to go to a mental place, if I'm going to 5150 myself, it will be where Kanye went. What a great podcast episode that'll be, coming back fresh off the mental institution. I'm feeling better, though. Don't worry, I'm feeling great. I saw my dad. I saw Larry. Just a quick Larry update. He's lost so much weight since he's been on the pod. He went somewhat keto and he's been walking 30 minutes a day. He started going to the gym. That's not a Larry thing to do. This is like a whole new Larry. He's taken good care of himself and he looks great. My mom has also lost a bunch of weight. She's trying to quit smoking. She's reading that book. She asked me if I could put her in contact with Nikki Glaser. She's like, I just have questions about that quitting smoking book. I'm like, you just read the book. Like, what questions do you have? But it's hard. I mean, if someone told me to quit juuling, I'd slap them. I'm not quitting juuling. Not anytime soon. Especially after Florida. In Florida, you can smoke at bars. Oh my God, I started smoking again. I was smoking in bars. I started playing pool. I started cheating on my family and starting a second family. That's just what happens in Florida. You don't even go with a family and you already have a second family there. I have to put kids through college now. Florida changed me. I feel like Mother Teresa, who's the one who got immaculately concepted? The Virgin Mary. That's why she's called the Virgin, because I feel like in Florida, somehow you get pregnant. The Virgin Mary must have been from Florida, because that's a place where I'm like, I came home, I didn't even have sex with anyone. I haven't had sex in like 3 weeks, and I was like, I might be pregnant. I don't know. Something about the humidity, I'm like, it can get in there, and you're always wearing shorts. So there's just an open avenue for that to happen. It's dangerous. You got to protect yourself in Florida. Okay, what am I doing? Okay, I'm going on Instagram so I can see if anyone asked me anything interesting. Probably not. This was, I feel like I didn't get that many good questions or anything. Oh my gosh, someone asked me to talk about music. I go through like waves where I'm like very into a band at a certain point in time. I've been listening nonstop to Car Seat Headrest. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. I'm thinking of going to Nashville for a day just to see them perform because they only have 2 shows coming up. One in like, I don't know, somewhere I don't want to go. in one show in Nashville, and I'm like, do I go to Nashville just to watch them perform the two songs that I know of theirs? Maybe. I fuck with the songs so much. I've been listening to them on repeat. So it's this band called Car Seat Headrest. They sound so good. They kind of sound like The Killers and The Strokes and other good bands. They're so good, but they have this song called Drunk Driver / Killer Whales. I don't know why, but it's just the type of song that takes you on this journey, and by the end of it, you're just like screaming. Like, it feels like you're on a, it's one of those like road trippy type songs where you, like, you're listening to it and you're just picturing the hair going through your face and eating fast food and like smoking a cigarette in a convertible. It's so good. Also, the Jungle Giants, always a favorite of mine. They're from Australia. They're going to be in LA February 26th or 25th. They're performing at, I believe, the Troubadour. I'm going to go see them there. I love them. I saw them last time they were out here. I had never heard of them before, but my friend from Jewish summer camp told me about them and I ended up going. Turns out they're Dum Dums. Who would have thought? And so we got to hang out, and I love them. But they have a new song out called Sending Me Your Loving, which is just like a dance hit. It's so good. What else? The Eternal Tao by The Voids. That's a banger. I should just make a Spotify playlist. But that just feels like, I don't know. I go through like music phases so off and on that I'd be like, is that really what I enjoy now? But whatever, maybe I'll make a public playlist. Someone told me to get on Logan Paul's podcast. And so I think that would be very fun. I commented on three of his Instagram pictures saying, let me be on your podcast. He has not gotten back to me. I slid in his DMs. So if you guys want to DM him or comment on his page saying to put me on his podcast, do that. But he ain't listening to me. Have you ever had a surprise party that was an actual surprise? No, I tried planning one for myself because I felt like no one was ever going to give me a surprise party. But that didn't work out. I just ended up throwing myself a party. And then I was like, surprise. Look at all your hard work paying off. Yeah, no, I've never had a surprise party. I was always so jealous of people who did. What is your biggest fear? It used to be dying. But ever since I got back from that cruise, I'm like, take me away. I've done everything I needed to do in this lifetime. I'm not really afraid of dying anymore. Sometimes. Well, no, because as soon as I said that, something happened in my heart that freaked me out. I'm not down to die, really. What's my biggest fear, though? Spiders. I really don't fuck with spiders. They scare me. And you don't, there's so many different kinds of spiders. I saw a spider in my car. I saw a spider in my car last night. This tiny little, it was like almost white or green. It was very small, but it looked suspect, you know? And it was like, it was next to the window. So I rolled down the window hoping it would just see itself out of the car. I didn't invite it in. It's not paying for gas. I thought it would just go, you know what? I know my place. I'll hop out. Thanks for the ride. And no, it was like going inside. And so I opened my door while I was driving and just rode. I drove with the door wide open. And I don't know what that spider's doing now, but I hope it's nowhere near me. There's just too many. You don't know what kind they are. Everyone goes, oh, those spiders just killed the other spiders. Well, how about none of the spiders are around for the other one to kill? Just get out. And it's not that I want them all dead, but just don't be in my room. Don't be in my car. Don't be anywhere near me. I don't fuck with spiders. Facial hair. What about it? Yeah, I mean, have it, but like, make sure you keep it up. And make sure you wash it and clean it. Because some of these dudes out here, their beard smells like leftover cum. And that's not like, and that's like, not even like, you'll go to open mics and stuff. And the guys there are just so sad. And you can just smell like the layer of jack off that, ugh, wash your facial hair. It just, it all locks and traps in there. Male nose piercing, so hot. Love it. Can't get enough of it. But don't force it. If that's not who you are, like, don't try and make it happen. But if it is, like, absolutely do it. Don't second guess it. Just go for it. So hot. Okay. What else? It's so annoying posting, like, a question thing on Instagram because random people will be like, hey there, new photographer here and would love your honest comment under my new post so I can improve. And then you go to their page and it's, like, a picture of water and it's like, wow, I've never seen that photographed. Open relationships? I don't think I'd be able to do it. I'm too possessive and, like, and jealous. It would be, like, a competition. But also, like if I'm hooking up with someone casually and they're hooking up with someone else, like, that's fine. But if you're calling me, like, I can't be doing relationship-y things with you if you're also boning other people. But if it's just boning, then whatever. Bone on. If you could go back in time, what year would you travel to? Damn. So many good years out there. So many bad years out there. I don't know. Like, part of me wants to say, like, way long ago, like, Jesus times. Part of me wants to say, like, the 1800s. But then part of me wants, everyone's like, I want to go back to the 70s. Everyone was just, like, chill and whatever. But I feel like we're not that far away from that, and it's going to be a similar experience to what we're doing now, where there are a lot of chill things and, like, cool vibes and music and drugs, but it's like, we can do that now. Like, why don't we go back before, like, before there was, everyone's like, I want to go to Woodstock. And it's like, Woodstock was probably Coachella. People were probably going to Woodstock and being like, I was at Woodstock last year and there were way less people. I was at Woodstock and the vibes were, like, totally different. I went to the first Woodstock. Like, it was probably the exact same as what it is now. Very similar. Fuck that. I'm going, like, way back. I'm going bubonic plague times. I'm trying to fight these rats in the sewers. I'm trying to wear a corset. Also, you didn't even have to shower back then. That sounds tight. I want to smell those smells. Damn, that is sick. Everything's wooden, even people's teeth. That sounds tight. I'm down to go. That's such a different experience. If you're going to go back in time, go all the way back. Mm-mm. I'm trying to see dinosaurs. Favorite Zeppelin song. I feel like any Zeppelin song I say is gonna sound corny. And they're all good. They're all different. Whatever. I don't care that much about Zeppelin. But it's interesting because sometimes I'll be listening to the radio and a song will come on and I'll Shazam it and I'll go, holy shit, that is Zeppelin. They have so many songs. Have you ever repeated? Why does that sound weird? Repeated. Have you ever repeated? Oh my God, Zetus Lapidus. Have you ever repeated a bit twice in one set? I think once I might have, but I am always in fear, especially doing long sets. Like if I'm headlining or featuring, I'm always afraid that I have already done a joke and that I'm, like, repeating it and that the audience is just being kind and not being like, you already did that, dumb bitch. You know, I would hope that they would do that if I repeated a joke. But sometimes you do your jokes in different orders. And so if you're used to doing your jokes in one order and then one night you're doing them kind of jumbled, you're like, fuck, did I skip out that part and now I need to do it? Or did I already do it and now I'm thinking about doing it? It's very scary. That's all I got. I need my serotonin levels to come back. I was thinking about doing the 5-HTP, but I heard that that's not good for you. I think I just naturally need to find ways to ground myself in the present and where I'm at and not be thinking about the past on the friendship cruise. I'm living in the past. My body is on land, but my mind is on the boat. Truly. You know what's crazy? At the twerk class I did, I dropped into the splits and started twerking. I haven't done the splits since high school. I didn't even know that I could still do the splits. I'm very out of shape. And at the end of the twerk class, we all did like this soul train line where everyone like showed what they learned. And I was the first one up and I was like, oh my God, I need to set the bar high for this. So I'm like walking down. I feel like I'm not really like impressing anyone. So all of a sudden I'm like, this will wow the people. So I drop into the splits, I start twerking, and everyone's going crazy. And so then I get to Florida and I'm like telling my friends the story about how I dropped into the splits, God shone his light on me. I also, during my first set on the cruise ship, I was telling them the story, and at the end of my set I dropped into the splits and started twerking. You can do that on cruises. Comedy is an illusion on a cruise. Anything is comedy on a cruise. So I drop into the splits again and I start twerking. And then I'm in Florida, I'm on land, and I'm telling my friends this story, and I'm like, watch, I'll show you. I could not do the splits. It's a phenomenon that only happens on water. I can't do the splits unless I'm on water. That's it. I gotta go. This has been fun. Hey, DM me. DM me. Let me know what you're up to, how you get out of a funk, because we all go through funks. So DM me what you do to get out of a little funky poo, and I'll see you next week. Bye.